If you're headed to the Razorback football game this weekend, you might have to spend some time searching for parking. Several residents and businesses often rent spaces on their property, but it might take a while to find a place with an open spot or a price you're willing to pay. A new way to ease this part of your trip to Razorback Stadium is by using an app called FanSpots. CEO Shauna Bowen came to Studio 123 last month to talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about her startup company. She spent more than a dozen years in the retail industry before leaving to do some work on her own. After making the transition, she was approached by the co-founders of FanSpots earlier this year.
We had a lunch, and immediately I was sold. I mean, it was maybe 3 minutes into the conversation that, you know, once I realized the pain points that they were solving for, being a mom, trying to travel down to a stadium and deal with traffic, find parking, and oh, by the way, I don't carry cash. So, you know, the moment I caught on to that and then the opportunity to expand beyond even football, I knew there's something there that I want. It was exciting and I wanted to be a part of it. So
can you take me through what that pitch process was like for you? Must have been a good one if it only took 3 minutes.
Well, yeah, so that's interesting. So they actually reached out via LinkedIn. They didn't have any contact information for me, but they're like, hey, you know, heard you're off wanting to do something on your own and we've got an idea. Do you mind meeting us for lunch? We went to lunch. They threw up literally like two slides. The second the first slide was welcome. The second slide was here's kind of the goal of what we're trying to do. And from there, like I said, I was sold. Just more questions on details and
sure.
How far in they were and how much work we had to actually kind of soft launch for that first game.
So you had that soft launch at the end of September.
Correct.
I believe.
Yeah.
30th?
Yeah.
So it is very new. So for people who have not yet, you know, opened up the app and look at it, can you kind of take me through what the app does? We've kind of talked a little bit about the problem it solves, but can you kind of tell me how it functions?
Yeah, sure. So it depends on how you're signing in as, right? So so high level, essentially, the app is connecting college football fans that are looking for parking spots with property owners that have parking spots available for rent. So if I'm logging in as a property owner, I list my parking spot, say how much I'm going to charge, you know, and that's essentially it. You know, it populates on a map and it shows a little blue dot as far as what we call a beacon, but that's essentially saying here's where the parking spot is and how much it's going to cost and if I accept cash, credit, et cetera. Then as a fan, somebody who's trying to park, I log in and I search around the surrounding stadium and I find all these beacons and I can click on them and get the details of each one. Confirm, ask to park there, essentially. Make sure that there's a spot still available. The property owner confirms it, and then you're all set. So it's pretty simple. Think Uber meets Airbnb, kind of combined, but for parking spots. So that's it.
Easy is good, though.
Yeah.
So if I'm stuck on the interstate trying to get to the game, I can pull up this app. And basically,
as long as you're not driving and you're stuck,
I'm stuck.
Yes.
I'm stuck. Literally stuck, not moving an inch.
Yes.
I am parked on I-49.
Correct.
And, yep. And I can pull this up and basically reserve my spot.
Reserve your spot. When you get there, you say you're there, you pay through the app, and you're done. Get on with the game. So reduces all that stress, right?
Right.
Of trying to, want, like I said, you know, hustling around. For me, I'm not as familiar with the downtown area. I don't
sure.
live in Fayetteville. And so anytime I come to a game down here, I'm always trying to navigate the streets. And with traffic, it makes it even that much more challenging. And then I don't know where the open parking spots are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once I know where I'm parking, I can that'll connect me then to my the map app on my phone. It'll direct me right there. And I pay through my phone so I don't have to stop at the ATM on the way,
right?
And get to the game on time is key.
And so we can see how this is really helpful for me, the fan, but how is it helpful for the property owner? You know, because right now if you head to a game, you'll see folks in their front yard with signs,
right?
And they'll be taking your cash as you pull in. So how does this help them?
Yeah, so if they're a property owner, well, obviously anyone who's trying to earn some extra cash or money, but for them, it's hopefully driving traffic to their spots because not everybody might see them out, or maybe they ran inside real quick to go to the restroom.
True.
And so folks driving by didn't see the poster board sign. So that's one bit, is hopefully that piece. The other piece that I think is underestimated, especially with property owners that have maybe like 20 to 40 spots, maybe they have like a good size chunk of land.
Mm-hmm.
If they're handling all this cash, It's great to be able to capture everything through a payment. Just think of the safety factor and having to handle the cash and so on and so forth. It's all kind of secured, and they don't have to deal with it. So I think they'll appreciate that as well.
Is there the possibility of maybe I don't have to sit out in front of my yard now because
absolutely
I don't have to take the cash?
Yeah, there is, and in the future state, you know, again, this is sure. brand new, but through geofencing, geolocation, like I would know that you're in the lot, so I can confirm that you're there, and everything can process through there. Yeah, I mean, there's all those possibilities. So in an ideal world, I'm actually a property owner sitting in the stadium, and I'm letting you park up my house, right? So yeah, that definitely could happen.
And that way nobody misses the game.
Yep, exactly. They don't have to sit out there waiting. Yep.
Now, you had a soft launch, and it's underway right now, and right now it's specifically for Razorback football games.
Correct.
Did you have to get any kind of permission or anything through the university to do this?
Nothing's necessarily related to the university, right, other than us saying it's part of the game's going on, right? So it's all with the local property owners surrounding the stadium that want to list properties and fans looking for the spots.
So. And so what's the feedback? It's early, but what's the feedback?
Yeah, the initial feedback's been great. People, they just see it as, again, solving that pain point, simplifying the flow for them. We've got some kind of tactical tidbits here and there on how the app will flow, and we're continuing to iterate and revise and make the customer experience as best as possible. And part of the reason why we're only obviously at with the Arkansas Razorbacks, specifically football, is we want to make sure when we do scale it broad that it is right. We don't want to scale it and then realize that we didn't put out our best foot forward. So we're kind of using a design thinking methodology and iterating fast based on the feedback that we're getting, both from the property owners as well as the folks looking for the spots.
And so how big is the startup right now? How many people are involved?
So there's three core. Okay. So there's myself, there's a CTO, his name is Tony Lee, and then there's a chief customer officer, and that's Steven Zapata. We have an intern with us. And then here and there, we'll borrow people. So pretty small.
Perfect. And so who actually was the one that went about programming or designing the app?
So Steven and Tony are the co-founders. And in May, I think they were just talking about, tailgating, getting ready. What are we going to do for this fall? Hoping the Razorbacks have a good year. And so they started talking about it. And then it started to evolve into, it'd be cool to see what tailgating spot options are out there. So that's one feature of the app, is knowing if it's a tailgating spot versus just a traditional spot. Because you can kind of describe what the spot is. And so they thought that would be great. And then it just continued to evolve and morph. So that was in May. I think in late June, Tony really did most of the development. I think the two of them were ideating on, what should it be? What could it look like? But Tony primarily did the development. And so from June until kind of September, when we launched it in the Google Play and App Store, is it. So like I said, it's been pretty fast, but it's been great.
So we've got the app up and running, and the idea is to build from here. One of the things you've done more recently is you've participated in a pitch contest.
Yep.
Hosted by Cox,
yes,
I believe,
correct,
at the Walmart Center earlier this month. What was that process like for you? How did that go?
Yeah, so the process was, I guess, the local startups, several of them submitted to be a finalist in this pitch event, and we were chosen as one of five. And then, the five folks presented, or companies presented, and there's a panel of judges that essentially judged you based on some specific startup criteria that they were looking for. And, we didn't win. Definitely a learning, our first real pitch event as a startup. But I'll tell you what, there's something to learn from everything. The networking that we were able to do, obviously it got our helped us get our name out there. But then we were also able to learn from the other startups about what they do and how they're going about pitching. And that's, that's kind of, you can't estimate the value of that. It's great. It's priceless. And so, for us, obviously we are a startup. We are looking for investors. Our biggest opportunity right now is probably how do you drive that marketing aspect of to drive more and more usage. And so we're really taking the time. There's four football games left this season. And so we want to take the time to really drive that usage in the next four games so that we can take all of the information that we have to then go back. And I told you about the whole iteration on the design factor and continue to just make that user kind of customer experience better and better. So that's what we're hoping to do in the next, call it 6 weeks. Yeah.
How do employees monetize this for themselves? Do you take a cut, I guess, of each spot that's paid for?
Fanspots has, there's a convenience fee, so to speak, okay. No different than like a Ticketmaster or
sure.
Uber. You know, they all take a percentage or a fee, and that goes then into Fanspots. But obviously, as startups, we're all just in it
sure.
for the equity right now. So,
so long term, what's your goal?
So long term, you know, we do have a vision as a company. If you look at what we're doing, obviously we're trying to connect communities right now through sport, in a kind of contentious political atmosphere, polarizing views. Sport is the one thing that everybody can throw all else by the wayside and you just root for your team. So it might be contentious on the field, but at least it's just about the team and not everything else. And so for us, it's bringing communities together to do that. So, you know, longer term, obviously, is continue to expand. There's obviously a huge market on the football front. There's 128 teams, 34 million people that attend annually, not including bowl games. So
college games.
Division I college games. So there's pretty large market there. But then we also see the need for concerts, local events, you know, even think locally, Breaks, Blues, and Barbecue, and how do you park during that and not have mm-hmm. to walk, you know, so where do you go to park and so on. So we're looking for opportunities to expand as well in that space.
But focus on football first.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Again, we got to start small to get it right before you start to expand too much and make sure that experience is right.
Have you given any thoughts to testing it out with, say, the basketball season or something like that?
Yeah, so I mentioned that we want to do some iterations of the actual version of the app. And we're able to tweak it small in between games, but we want to take a good kind of month or two to really make some changes based on all the feedback that we've gotten as well. So depending on the timing of when that happens and then what else is going on, absolutely, you know, there's a lot of spring events that happen and or sports that happen that we could take advantage of. And ideally, we try to keep it local as possible. But if we have to expand a little bit just so we can start to learn more in after kind of that next phase, we will.
If people want more information, what's the best place to send them to?
www.fanspots.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, thank you so much for your time and congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Fanspots CEO Shauna Bowen speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda in October. Spectators searching for parking this weekend can access the app when the Razorbacks take on Coastal Carolina for homecoming Saturday. More information available at fanspots.com. That's FANSPOTZ.com. Fanspots.com.